I forgot to put this slide in, so I'm just going to say I have no financial relationships to disclose. So as Anna already introduced me, my name is Grace. I'm from the St. Louis Plan for Health group. So as we all know, what Plan for Health is and the grant and what we're able to do is connecting planning and public health. And how we did it in St. Louis was through pop-up traffic calming demonstrations. So the first two questions that are ready that you probably have already thought of is, what is a pop-up and what is traffic calming? Which is a very two good first questions to have. So pop-ups for us were defined in doing demonstrations that were about 6 to 12 hours long. They were usually a day or less installments, but it depends on how temporary you're getting that it could be a little bit more. And traffic calming is exactly what it sounds like. Traffic calming is, how do you calm down traffic? So St. Louis is known for having very wide streets, so we were really focused on why this was really important to us and us wanting to calm down the traffic of our streets. So why did we choose to do pop-up traffic calming demonstrations? It was just what I said, we're trying to create the conversations within the community. We're also trying to educate members of city staff, elected officials, and community members of what is traffic calming, why it's important that we need to start talking and using this language within our city. And Missouri as a whole is a very show-me state. They believe in the whole idea of healthy corners through our initiative, bike lanes, it's good for our city, but they're like, that will work in Portland, that will work in Chicago, that's not going to work in Missouri. So it's a lot about incremental change. How do you take it one baby step at a time? And why is this project really important in St. Louis? So the first figure isn't really that shocking. 27% of city St. Louis residents report no leisure time physical activity. When I first moved to St. Louis, so this second fact really just blew my mind out of the water. 80% of the residents, though, live within a public park within half a mile of a distance. That, to me, is crazy that 80% of people live near a public park, but yet we have limited access to these parks, is what these 80% are also saying. So we can get into a lot of different debates of why limited access to these parks exists, but one of the main reasons is that it's limited connectivity because of roadways like this. St. Louis has roadways that can range from 35 feet to 60 feet, and they go through residential areas. This is not normal at all. When you have roadways that are this wide, people are driving way too fast. That makes it really unsafe. So residential speed limits, usually 25, 30 miles per hour, the highest. When you have roadways that are 12 feet or wider that people are driving down, that increases the speed that you're traveling. And when you increase the speed, obviously, there's increases for injury and fatalities to occur. St. Louis is known as a focus city from FHWA just because we have such a high rate of pedestrian deaths within the city itself. Right now we have, I believe, 18 to 20 deaths, but we average about 15 per year. And how we decided where to do the pop-up traffic calming demonstrations is that we're working with our local coalition HEAL partnership, which is healthy eating, active living. A lot of communities have the same idea of bringing together people from different entities and trying to tackle obesity and reducing that rate. Ours is to try to reduce the rate of obesity by 5% by 2018. And through that, we were able to pick the four locations that we wanted to do the traffic calming demonstration. So very fast summary of how to do your own pop-up traffic calming demonstration. Well, obviously a lot of community outreach. Ours was to attend ward meetings, community organization meetings, anything I could show up to, but we did it primarily also through a walk audit. So walk audits are, I think most of us are kind of familiar with it, but for those of you who aren't, it's just walking around the community, assessing how the sidewalk is, how the roadway is it safe to cross the street, what are these barriers that might be not allowing us to cross the street, so is it because there's not enough tree canopy or the streets are too wide? And through the walkability audits, we were able to identify the areas of interest for the community and pick those intersections that they wanted to see the demonstration occur. And then through this, we created site plans to obtain our permits that we needed. We started putting together the traffic calming library, and then we implemented the demonstration. So this is a really fast overview of what one of our site plans. Afterwards, you guys can come up to me. I can talk a little bit more of why we chose what we did within the site plan itself. And then our second part of the grant is, the first part is just to do the demonstrations itself. The second part is to create a lending library toolkit to teach residents and community members, elected officials, so on, of how to do the demonstrations. themselves in creating a lending library of all the equipment. So everything you see, anyone can use afterwards. So the goal of creating the lending library, we were asking questions of why are we creating this, what are sustainable materials, how do we make the materials attractive? So for me, that was painting tires. Tires are free from your local auto shop. We just spray painted about 110, I think. And we did a lot of shopping at Home Depot, IKEA, Amazon, and this is us creating a temporary crosswalk in our warehouse, and of course, live trees. And every public health person loves data collection, and of course, this is not enough. We need to collect more data, but how we're doing it for our demonstrations is twice a day we record stop sign data, so seeing if people are stopping, rolling, or completely blowing through the stop signs is really interesting. We watch police blow through the stop signs as well during the demonstrations. So St. Louis overutilizes stop signs, and when you have too many stop signs, it doesn't actually make people stop. It only makes them drive faster. And recording speed twice a day, we're also doing surveying data to understand their perception of the street, and then the feeling of safety, and of course, gathering public comments. So we do this during demonstration, and we do it on a non-demonstration day, and of course, we're hoping to see that because of our demonstration, people felt safer, they wanted to be out there, they wanted to be walking in their communities more. So the next steps for us is that we're going to have one more demonstration next week with the mayor in attendance, so that's really exciting for us. We're, as you guys can see, there could be a better health component to our grant, and we're really excited to share that we're partnering with WashU in their built environment public health class, and we're going to be doing HIAs in each of the neighborhoods that we're doing the demonstration. So we're going to have a whole class devoted to helping us do four different HIAs within four different neighborhoods. So of course, it's a public health thing that's super exciting that we're going to build this into the grant. And look out for our toolkit lending libraries. So thanks.